Robin Suddruth became a statistic, unemployed, homeless. Laid off from Xerox in 2007, she left Michigan and came to New York looking for work.
I'm putting out resumes and doing what people do, you know, that have always been employed, and nothing was coming through for me. And I was running extremely low on cash, like to the point that I had so much time that I could stay here, had maxed out my credit cards and everything.
After 40 days in this hotel, her savings ran out. Robin moved into her car in the parking lot for 14 days.
Part of me thought I'd never get out of here. I just didn't know how I'd get out. I didn't expect this, and I didn't know how this was going to turn out for me.
Soon, she moved into a shelter. She shared the home with 12 others, some who threatened suicide, others who abused their children.
It was literally exhausting at all times. I was exhausted, so I sang a lot to myself. I hummed, and I worked, and I stayed focused on what I had to do, and I got out.
It took 2 years, 5 temporary shelters, and lots of library research before landing a job and getting her own apartment.
I'm just so grateful. At first it was, you know, having your own bath again, having your own bed again. You know, what's coming next? I don't know what's coming around the corner, but I do know that I'm going to remain confident in my ability.
The Hewlett-Packard commercial account manager has advice for the unemployed.
Retool. Whatever skills you need to gain every day, gain them every day. You know, whatever learning you need to do, continue to do that. Rethink. Don't allow yourself to become discouraged and not present yourself in the best light. So you've got to believe in yourself first, and then don't quit.
Suddruth wrote about her struggle to find work in her book, The Journey. While she found a job, millions of other Americans remain unemployed. Bernard Schussman, VOA News, Rockville Center, New York.